The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 7th day of May. The prepper tip of the day is to make sure if you do not own a gun safe with an electronic safe, don't buy one. Now, there's a caveat here. If it does have a manual override in the form of a key that bypasses the electronic lock, then it's okay. Make sure it's got the manual override. If you do have a safe with electronic lock that doesn't have the manual override, you need to sell it. These things will probably be damaged beyond repair during an EMP attack, either man-made or solar flared. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here who I think is going to give us an update on the front sight promotion. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I could do that too. That wasn't really why I called in, but I'd be glad to answer any questions on that if you guys got in here. I could tell you a little bit about how we're going.
Your initial topic first, and we'll get the update on the front sight.
Okay. Well, two things. Number one, you talked about safes, and I learned a pretty good lesson on safes. I bought one from one of the biggest safe distributors in the country, I guess, down in Oklahoma. I don't want to really mention any names. But anyway, I bought one that looked like a good deal, and it wasn't. By the time it got here, shipped from Oklahoma to mid-Missouri, it had completely disintegrated on the inside. The insulation was 2 pieces of half-inch sheetrock. It had a real cheap, which didn't bother me, carpet glued to the sheetrock, and then these little steel shelf standards that are made for bookcases and stuff. It had them held to the sheetrock with little bitty short nails, just pushed into the sheetrock. And the only thing that really kept the shelves in place was the fact that the shelf was cut so that once it was dropped in on the shelf cleats, it kept the sides from falling in. Well, during transportation, the shelves bounced out. The sides caved, the sides fell to the center and broke. They were just sheetrock. And I rejected it. And then I really started doing some research on saves. And I can give the people a couple.
I was moaning.
Oh, yeah, it was pitiful. And there wasn't any problem. He took it back. I said, I can't. I said, let's open it up and look inside. Well, what I found out during my research, just as a real quick one, if you have a safe that you can't see the hinges on the outside, you don't want it. That's a folded metal hinge, and they're usually springy, and it's a real son of a gun if you ever have to send the door back for maintenance. And that does happen occasionally. It's really difficult to send it. In other words, the biggest safe that anybody's probably ever seen in their life is sitting in their bank. And when the door's shut, the hinges are very prominent. They're massive.
Yeah.
The hinges aren't what keep the door shut, folks. So if you see a safe for sale somewhere and you can see the hinge when the door's shut, that does not mean it's a cheap safe.
No, it doesn't, because it's a locking mechanism that holds everything together, that all the hinges do is allow the door to be opened.
That's all they do, and they allow the door to be taken off once it's open without Atlas being there or somebody with contorted hands. The other thing is, if you're buying gold knobs and gold spinner handles, you're spending your money in the wrong place. And if you're buying a Rolls-Royce paint job, that's not what keeps people out of your safe.
Exactly.
So I found one, and I'll give these guys a little bump, if that's okay, John.
Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
SturdySafe.com. You won't get a shiny paint job. You'll get a single handle, and you'll get hinges on the outside, and you won't get sheetrock for insulation. You'll get a rock wool, not fiberglass. It's a mineral insulation that will take fire. You'll get a steel interior. It's a much better safe for the money. That's what I found. If somebody finds something better, call in. And I don't work for Sturdy Safe. I just did a lot of research, and I thought that was worth sharing. Okay, the second thing go ahead.
I was just going to say, word of mouth is the best advertising of all.
Yep. Well, I was impressed with Sturdy Safe after I did a lot of research. And now when I go in all the stores that have safes local, I look at them and go, no, heck no, thanks. I'm not looking for another one, but, you know, you still look around to see what they've got, and you think, junk, spent money in the wrong place, fancy paint job, I don't need it. So anyway, that's something you might. Jimmy, you told a story a minute ago about Hornady. I thought that was really interesting, and I've got a real quick little story. I used to teach industrial arts in the public schools, and I had a weak moment and thought, maybe I ought to go back for substitute teaching now and then, put me a little bit of pocket money, very little. $75 a day isn't much to brag about, but that's all they pay. Anyway, I thought about signing up, and I ran into an administrator that remembered me from another school district, and he said, boy, we could use you over at Votech, because the kids just have to sit, because they don't usually get a certified industrial arts person to sub so they can keep working. They just... When the teacher's out, they just have to sit. They can't let them use the tools. And I thought, yeah, that'd be fun. I really enjoyed doing that, except for the few knotheads you run into, but that's the way the world is. So anyway, I stopped by and picked up the application, and then the wheels started turning in my old mind, and I thought, I'm going to call the superintendent's office. So I called him up, and he wasn't in, but the secretary, his immediate secretary, was there. And I said, ma'am, if I sign up for substitute teaching and decide to take the job, and you want me, and everything's good, if I have a permit to carry a concealed firearm, can I carry it during the job? And she goes, oh, no, sir, that's not allowed here. And I already had my answer figured out. I said, so that means I can protect my life before I get on school grounds. And once I get on school grounds, I can't protect my life or anybody else that may be innocent. And she says, well, we just don't allow that here. And I said, well, then I have a message. Would you make sure it gets to the superintendent and the school board? And she was kind of apprehensive, and she says, well, yeah. And I said, here's the message. My life is worth way more than your part-time job. And she said,
That's good, thank you, sir.
And I said, make sure it gets to them, because they need to know that people in the community think a little different than they do. And I thought that was interesting, to say the least.
That was very good, sir. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit on you here for a second. This is what I'm talking about earlier. Dan made a decision, and he voiced the decision. He did it very politely.
I did.
Without any fanfare, without anything else. And I guarantee you, that lady is digesting that. She may have passed it on, she may not have, but the thing is, the point was made. That's what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Because
I'm sure she discussed it with the co-workers if she didn't pass it on to the superintendent.
It is unlikely that message made it to the school board. But let's move on, Dan, to your update on FrontSight.
Well,
I owe you a phone call on that, Dan.
I'll hold you to that. Anytime, Jimmy, you just give me a ring. I'll talk with you. Okay, as far as FrontSight's concerned, we have a little bit of an apology, but I don't know who to make it for, and I'm not really pointing fingers. I think it was more than likely me. I calculated the end of the 90 days as May 5th, and that was a major screw-up by at least 30 days. So, folks out there, that was not intentional. I'll take the blame. I don't know who else to point to blame for it, so I'll take it. The end of 90 days of this promotion that Ignatius Piazza has allowed us to do for RBN is midnight June 2nd. That's 90 days from when we started March 5th. I can count if I take off my shoes, so that's what I did, took off my shoes, got the calendar down, and went da-da-da, and went through all three calendars, and I went, oh, gee. So I got a hold of Mr. Stapmiller and let him know, and we talked about that on his show a couple of days ago or whatever. So don't run scared. Yeah, we can still do the deal on the front site, and we do have to pull all information off of RBN's website no later than midnight June 2nd. And all the radio spots that people hear, those will stop. That's by the guidelines of Ignatius Piazza. He gave us a 90-day window. And we have had a number of people do it. It's not setting the world on fire, but I'll tell you, John, in all sincerity, I have not had one negative comment on this in any way, whether it be price or I mean, some people are just almost ecstatic. No joke, I can't believe it. I had an uncle that did this, and he paid $5,900 8 years ago, and now I can get the same thing for $500 donation. And I said, well, buddy, it's real. And they've all just been more than grateful, and it's extremely gratifying, John. It's kind of like you selling your energy cleaners when you get back good. I mean, it just makes you feel good. You're helping people.
That's right. That's right.
It's really amazing. And I have been tickled to death to go to the mailbox almost every day and pull out a request for this. You know, it's just really gratifying.
Absolutely. Well, keep it up, Dan. Everybody at Republic Broadcasting appreciates this. If you go to the RBN website, let's see, where would you find that at the RBN website?
Well, John, it's you know, he's moved it around a little bit, which is okay. Could I just give people my cell phone?
It's
and my
right underneath the RBN updates column.
Okay.
Second link under the RBN updates column. And you want to give out something in addition to that, Dan?
Well, just my phone numbers. If people aren't computer savvy or don't want to bother, they'll still have to get somebody to sit down with them and create an account with FrontSight. Once they create that account, then they'll have a login ID, and with that login ID, which I definitely need. I don't want to know their password, just the login ID. With that, on a scrap of paper and a check, and send it to me, and we'll make it happen. Should I give out the phone numbers,
if
John,
you like,
or not?
If you like, please do. Sure.
Sure, no problem. Okay, my landline, which now that the leaves are getting on here in the Ozarks, that tends to screw up a little bit my cell phone signal. If I'm away from home, I got a great signal, but right where I live, I got a lot of trees, and if they're wet, if the leaves are wet, man, it kills the signal. But anyway, the landline here at the house is 573-762-2356. Okay, and my cell number, which is your next option, is 573-465-2356.
Okay. Sounds good, and, man. I appreciate your effort. Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate you guys. You're having a great show.
Okay, thanks, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Call number is 800-313-9443. This is Republic Broadcasting is a community of men and women coming together to help each other achieve mutual goals, to educate each other, to entertain each other. It's a community of men and women doing things that are fun, informative, and entertaining. Right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, John doesn't draw a paycheck. I don't get a paycheck. Tim, when he's got his shows, all these other shows that you hear, ladies and gentlemen, we volunteer our time. And the reason we do that is because you are valuable. Some little thing that John may say, or I, or Tim, or John Stattmiller, some comment that they make in the future or in the past could actually save someone's life someday. As simple as it may sound, it could happen. And that's why we do it, is because our community on RBN is our family. And we always step up and we always do our best that we can in the shows that we produce and everything else. So, yeah, if you've got a chance to do this, ladies and gentlemen, please, by all means, do it. You will not regret it at all. And just think about it if you can. You know, you got a little bit of time. You could pigeonhole some money back, maybe, or sell some of those dust collectors that John talks about. You could raise a few bucks that way and do it. And but just think about it. John, you know, we always hear the gun crazies, anti-gun crazies, George Soros's and all these other people and everything rant and rave about the dangers of these guns and having guns around children and everything, and they're going to die and blood's going to flow in the streets and all this other crap. I got a bit of news for the community out there that it floored me. It really, really did. We all know that day-to-day, concealed carry people, average Joe, everything else, somewhere in the United States, somebody's going to use a gun to either save someone's life or prevent a crime. And we always know that it happens, but we never have any numbers. Well, come to find out, ladies and gentlemen, one of our government agencies, CDC, Center for Disease Control of all of them, has been keeping track of this. They've been keeping track of it since the 80s. And I got my hands on a report that an individual found and made it available. And they found out that in these surveys that they run, and surveys are from actual incidents and everything else across the nation, and of course they have to say estimated because they don't have a hard cold number on this, John. But in 1996 and 1998, 2.46 million U.S. adults used a gun to either prevent a crime or in self-defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, think about all the ones that they tell you that they used guns to commit the crime. And all of those numbers that they tout, it works out to be break time is what it works out to be.
Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Monday, the 7th day of May. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites deserteagleshooters.com. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, anything related to firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, the gun culture, firearms legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. We're talking about the number of times that firearms are used in preventing of crimes. The sampling, national sampling and everything else strongly confirms that in the last 12 months, well, if you're sitting down, ladies and gentlemen, in the last 12 months, 2.5 million times firearms were used to prevent crime or deter crime. And that works out, John, that guns are used 3.6 times more often to prevent crime than the bad guys use it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the next time that you're got an acquaintance, a friend, family member, it's Thanksgiving, whatever, and someone gets on a rant on the more guns that are out there, more dangerous it is. Give them the facts that by, now this is CDC, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't Fred's survey company. This is CDC that did this study, and they still do it. The thing is they don't release the information. Why? Because it does not fit the narrative. The narrative is guns are bad, disarmed people are safer. And we all know the old T-shirt, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, and I'll be an outlaw. But we need to confront these people, ladies and gentlemen, with facts. We can give them all the good stories we want, like the one I started off earlier with, but the young boy that was homesick from school. There's another incident not too long ago of a young girl that did it, that ran the guys off with her dad's shotgun. And I think she was 13, 14, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, the younger we start these children out being familiar with handguns, rifles, shotguns, and everything else, mainly as a safety aspect, teaching them that the gun isn't going to jump off the table, chase them down, and shoot them, that the only way it can happen is with an individual holding and operating the firearm. And those children on the playground, in the classroom, whatever, can correct the fallacy that their friends have and help get them educated. Ladies and gentlemen, the better we will be off, because right now the Democrats are trying to pass laws and things that the voting age would be dropped to 16. That would be the largest influx of new voters ever in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, and they would all be uneducated. They would be voting on how they feel and how this affects them mentally and are they in a safe space and all this other crap that we all know doesn't belong in politics. So we have to educate everyone, ladies and gentlemen. And it's amazing. I have more than once had a diehard anti-gunner just get on to me for this. One time was actually outside of a gun show, and I presented them with facts. And I invited them into the gun show and walked around with them and pointed things out, and they were quoting all of these things that they were heard, had heard. And I pointed the particular item out that they were talking about. I'm going to explain to me how that's going to do that. And once I started helping them get educated, I saw the same person, I guess it was about 6 or 8 months later, at the gun show, and they were shopping for their first handgun, John.
Well, good for them. So good for them, and congratulations on doing that, Jimmy. We got a caller on hold.
We all have to do it.
We do. Jerry.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
How are y'all doing this morning?
Good morning, Jerry.
Good.
Hello. Couple things. Y'all or John may have discussed it, or both of you come out here all within the last month, I guess, some statistics between London in the UK and New York City about the homicides comparison. They're within 200,000 in population, over 8 million in each city. And there has been more homicides and killings by knives in London than it has been in New York City. So,
yeah,
take the guns away.
I believe that.
You can't take the violence away. And then,
right,
it's been several months ago, or maybe years ago, I come across a YouTube with filmed in Chicago where two gangs was having a shootout with bottle rockets and Roman candles. And they was hurting each other. Take the guns away, take the knives away. They're going to find something to maim people.
That's right.
Thanks for coming up. I'll let y'all go.
Okay, thank you for the call, Jerry. We appreciate it. We've got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. It looks like I'll be speaking in Dallas this fall. We're pretty close to getting it firmed up. When we get the details, I'll get that out to you. Looking forward to that and seeing all you folks down in Dallas, Texas again. Also, my website, of course, our energy clinics for sale. If you have issues, it could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, as my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. You need an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. I've got everything in stock. Energy cleaners, the mattress pads, ready to be boxed up and shipped from the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And keep in mind, this gives you some peace of mind. I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The energy cleaner and the mattress pads are a great combination. I use mine every night. Yes, I do take MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal. Yes, I do. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at website DesertEagleShooters.com. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. This is Firearms Monday at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Been kind of a roundabout today with what we've been discussing and everything else. But ladies and gentlemen, I was talking with a friend of mine a while back, and we were talking about training. And what brought it up was there was some court case that it was a home invasion. The guy was, I think he was down the hall or something, but when the five guys broke in, his wife and his daughter, his wife was on the couch and his daughter was at a table doing homework, and the guy came around the corner and of course the couple had guns and everything, and he engaged. One died right there, one on the front porch, wounded either one or two of the others, and one got away scot-free. They did end up getting all of them rounded up over time. But one of the guys that was shot is pursued the guy for wrongful death. Wanted millions of dollars in this and that. And one of their reasons for pursuing him was because the guy practiced with his handgun and was proficient and was looking for trouble. Now, that's about the stupidest thing anybody could ever say, but hey, we're talking about a criminal trying to profit or to practice because
Jimmy, where your audio is basically non-existent. You need to do something here different. I don't know what.
Did it change over the last from just a moment ago?
It did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I bet I know it is. Hang on. Is that any better?
That's better. That's better.
And I turned on in the background, evidently.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get you hooked up on Skype here sometime, Jimmy. If you ever get internet service, maybe you can do that. Hello, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. The audio is just not, it's just very iffy. Yeah.
Something is weird. I don't know what's going on. But if you can hear me all right, let me know.
Well, we hear you fine right now. Just continue.
Hello?
Now we don't. I'll carry the show here.
Come back in, John.
Yeah. Are you back with us? Jimmy? Okay. So I think Jimmy, maybe he's going to reconnect and see if we can get a better connection here. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. It's just sometimes these things just don't work the way they're supposed to. The call number is 800-313-9443. This promotion at Republic Broadcasting is phenomenal. To get the Commander membership for $500, lifetime membership, half that money goes to Republic Broadcasting, if I remember correctly. And Republic Broadcasting needs the extra income. You need the training. So it certainly sounds like a win-win situation. And the membership is transferable. Upon your death, you can transfer it to your the person that you want to see get that membership. It's just a great, great opportunity that I think people need to check out at Republic Broadcasting. Just go to RBM's website, look at the second link under the RBM updates column, and click on there and you can educate yourself about how to get going on this. It's been very well received and it will continue to be well received. I believe it goes until the 5th of June now. Okay, are you there? Are you back, Jimmy?
Okay, is this any better, John?
It's much better. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, I'll hold my head straight. I don't know what we've been having signal problems out here for quite some time. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I was saying is we have a moral obligation to practice. And like I started off a while ago and the audio started going weird, if you've only got one day a month to practice, make that one day a month valuable. Don't just go out there and punch paper for 20, 30 minutes and call it good. Try unorthodox positions. Try shooting from your bat. Try, if you need a list of things to do, email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com, and I'll send you a list of exercises that you can run. And then during the times between your range time, dry fire practice at home. Because the reason I say that we have a moral obligation is if that incident arrives of a mall shooting, or you're in a store and the bad guys come in and decide to rob the place and they're shooting up everything or whatever, if you have trained yourself and get into some stress training when you do it, run some wind sprints back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, pick up your gun and engage the target, you'll be amazed at how badly you shoot. If you run these exercises and something like that does happen, when the adrenaline dump happens, when everything goes on in your mind and you have to engage for the first time, you're going to shoot square. You're not going to miss your target, or you're going to, at least, the intention is not to hit an innocent bystander. You make the judgment, okay, I can't go him because there's two people right behind him. If I miss, I could hit one of them, but I get this guy over here. And work your judgment. Work your training. It's a moral obligation that we have, ladies and gentlemen. When you pick up and you carry that handgun, you're protecting yourself. You're protecting your family. That is the first two steps of it. That's the first two rules, is you're protecting yourself. You're protecting your family. Anybody else that is around are only benefiting from that. You don't draw your weapon to protect someone else unless it is an imminent threat, i.e. the bad guy has got his gun pointed right at the clerk's head, and you notice that it's not cocked yet, that you could engage. But, ladies and gentlemen, the obligation that we have as gun owners, as part of the gun culture, as Americans, for that matter, is that we improve our craft, we improve our skill, and read articles on it. You'll sit there, and I've found some, trying to remember one that Teresa showed me a while back when we were at the doctor. It was one of the magazines laying there. Some woman's magazine, and they had a two-page article about a girl that just got her first handgun and was talking about learning to use it. And it just floored me because this was a national ladies' magazine that covers everything else in politics, and you wouldn't expect to find it there. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to practice. And if you're on a tight budget, there are several companies out there. One of them is Lawman, Aguilla. Trying to think of a couple of the other ones. But they have what they call as range ammo. And this is reduced load ammunition that is 90% of the time it's either copper-plated lead or just regular lead bullets. And they are designed for practice. They're not home defense rounds. They're not hunting rounds. They are designed for punching paper and hitting steels. And I've seen that, Lawman, I've seen for 50 rounds for 45 ACP, I've seen it as cheap as $7 for 50, John. And you find these buys at Walmart, you find them at Sportsman's Warehouse or Cabela's or other places, and if you've got a few bucks stuck away, pick up three or four boxes of them. And then when you go to the range, you take your high-dollar home defense ammo out, and you load it with target ammo. At the end of the day, when you're done practicing and you're getting ready to load up, clean up, and go home, always run at least 4 rounds of your home defense weapon or your home defense ammo through your gun at a target and reaffirm yourself, because shooting the target ammo is going to hit differently. And by reacquainting yourself with your defense ammunition, then you're back into the right mindset. You know what it's going to do. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to practice. And one of the simplest, looking at the clock here, make sure I got time, one of the most efficient ways to use your time, and it takes about 5 minutes a day, is a drill that I call the wall drill. And what you do is you clear your weapon, you make sure the mag is in another room or at least far, far away so it cannot be inserted. You have your wife, son, whatever, verify that the weapon is clear. And you take your shooting stance, you take a blank section of wall that has absolutely nothing on it, and you sit there and walk up to the wall until your muzzle of your gun is touching the wall. Take one baby step back so that the muzzle of your gun is about 2 to 3 inches off of the wall. You cock the weapon. You get your sight picture. You hold that sight picture. You're focused on one thing and one thing only, the front sight. You're looking at the space in the gap of the rear sight. You're looking at your alignment and everything else. That's the only thing that you're focused on, and you squeeze the trigger. Being that close to a wall and pulling the trigger, you are going to see if that front sight moves to the right, to the left, up, down, whatever. And then you're going to cock it, and you're going to do it again. And you're going to cock it, and you're going to do it again. And it's perfectly fine if you're concerned about your guns, get some snap caps and run them in there. Most modern firearms, it doesn't hurt them to dry fire. And you sit there and you run this drill. Next night before bed, you do it again. Next night, you do it before you do it again. What you're doing is you're building muscle memory and trigger control. That is the two things that make a good shot. An individual that has got total control over his trigger when he's shooting and has the muscle memory to be able to do it rapidly when necessary, you're going to improve your marksmanship remarkably. And by doing this wall drill and doing it repeatedly, you will sit there the next time you go to the range, you will scare yourself as to how much you've improved. Because once you do that, you can move from the 10-yard target to the 25-yard target and still be hitting the bull. And then you can get excited, maybe stretch it to 50 yards or something and have fun. Or, as I like to tell people to do, smaller target. Just reduce your target in size. Instead of using a big piece of paper, use a shotgun shell or maybe a pop can, anything. But what you're doing is you're going from a wider, larger target down to a smaller target and hits count. So we have that obligation, ladies and gentlemen, not only to ourselves but to our families, because if there is an incident and some moron criminal wants to shoot you or sue you for shooting him while he's trying to shoot your daughter, it's going to cost money. And that's another place where, you know, the firearms, the handgun insurance pays off. We carry the second call defense. It's on our webpage. You can go there and take a look at it. It's the most reasonable and the most bang for your buck, pun intended, that I can recommend. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you can do that and it doesn't cost you a dime. On your training, John, you teach dry fire practice, correct?
I do, to my advanced students, not so much with my concealed carry, because we're simply not time, but we with my more advanced students, we spend some time focusing on that, yes.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't only do that with a handgun. you can get your 22 rifle out, clear it, make sure the magazine's in the other room, ammunition's in another room, and if you've got a hallway, you can stick a little target up at the far end of the hallway, lay down at the other end of the hallway, maybe in a bedroom or a study or something, where you're seen all the way down. You get in your prone position, you get your steady hole factor set with your sling, and you focus on that target, and you work on that trigger pull. The trigger pull, ladies and gentlemen, is what makes a good shooter from a bad shooter.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got our last break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th day of May. We got about 3 minutes here, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I talk, and John talks a lot about training, about OOPS kits, about everything else, and we do that for 2 hours a week. The email that you can use is jimi@hdc-nm.com. The phone number is 575-513-2000. 2842. You can text me, call me on that, whatever. I will work with you, and I will help you build a training program. I will help answer your questions if I can. If you've got problems or something with your guns and everything, we'll help you if we can. But the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is reach out to us. If you've got a training dilemma, if you don't have a place to shoot, whatever, give us a call, and we'll see what we can do. Maybe finding someone in your area, something. But to help you get the training that you need, you want, and also a place to go out and perform shooting and practice your craft. And it's so very, very important, because if we are going to carry these, if we're going to use them for self-defense, home defense, putting meat on the table, whatever, one of the best things that people can do if they can afford it and then get out there and do it is get into little friendly competitions around. They've got three-gun matches. They've got pistol matches. They've got rifle matches. Just they cover anything and everything. And if you seek them out and look into them, you can improve your craft. And we're glad to help. We're here to help the listeners and our RBN family. So if there is a need, if there is a situation where you need some assistance, give us a holler. If we can't give you the answer, we will help find someone that can. And that's the only promise I can ever make to anyone, John.
Well, that's a very generous promise, and we appreciate you doing that, Jimmy. And we appreciate you being with us every Monday here. I know you're dealing with a lot of issues yourself, and we really appreciate you being here, Jimmy.
I love it. This makes my whole week, John.
Well, good. Good. We're glad to hear that. Okay. Well, I don't want to be cut off by the music. We're down to about 60 seconds here, Jimmy. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday.
And thank you, sir. And I emailed you and Tim some information. I don't know if you got it or not, on research and some stuff of our dilemma that all three of us are dealing with. If you did get that, let me know if you want any more, because I'm building up kind of a library on that stuff. And some of it may be helpful, whatever.
Okay. I did get that, and I do appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see
Thanks,
you next
Jimmy.
Week then, sir.
Have you next week. Appreciate it. Okay, we're just about wrapping it up here. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green, the second hour. Last week he was unavailable due to some training commitments. And then Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist Wednesday. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.